Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, good evening and welcome to the broadcast. Sunday nights, of course, we are live. And then all throughout the week, the program is blasted out there on Stitcher, on iTunes, on SoundCloud, on YouTube, on GodTube, and all across the internet. And we're just so excited at the downloads that we're starting to see for the program. We've been on the air now for a year and 2 weeks. So, with this particular broadcast, and before this, it was a podcast, and now we're on terrestrial radio, but we still have a huge amount of people downloading, which is great. Keep that up. And, of course, if you want to stay in touch with me throughout the week, the website is ChristianMoney.com, and the blog is blog.ChristianMoney.com. And let me let you in on one little secret here. If you really want to be plugged in, what you need to do is to get on my email list. Let me tell you what I'm doing now. I used to do about 2 email blasts a week. Because I was thinking, look, if I do more than that, I'm bothering people. But I really have found the opposite to be true. And what we're doing now is, in some cases, we're doing 2 and 3 email blasts in one day. Now, let me tell you why that you want to be a part of that. You might be listening and say, wow, well, I'm not signing up for that guy because I don't want to get 2 or 3 emails a day from him. Let me tell you what we put in those emails. These are typically breaking news stories that involve opportunities to save money. And, incredible stuff. Like, we had a deal we blasted out last week, $150 round-trip airfares. I mean, this is the kind of thing, if you're looking to be alerted to opportunities to save money, then you got to get on the email list. We also get into other things. We found a unique way that people can get their concealed carry weapons permit online. And so I did an article on that, and then I did an email blast letting people know about the article that was available. Had a huge response from that. But again, the website is ChristianMoney.com, and the blog is blog.ChristianMoney.com. And of course, I am your host, Jim Paris, and we're here with you tonight live on Sunday nights for 2 hours. My guest in hour number 2 is Scott Barnett, who is the founding CEO of the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company. And he has a new book out called Gumption, Taking Bubba Gump from Movie to Restaurant. And this is really interesting, the idea of taking the concept of the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company from the movie Forrest Gump and turning it into a restaurant. And I went down to Daytona Beach today, and I went to the Bubba Gump restaurant. I think I was there many years ago. This particular location's been there for 13 years. So I think I was there in the very early days of the restaurant. But I went down there today and had a nice visit with the manager of the restaurant, and had some great food. I had some fish and chips. And I had about an hour and a half of research, quote-unquote, into tonight's guest interview, which is going to be in hour number two. A really neat restaurant, the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company. And many times you'll see these in big tourist areas. We have one in Daytona Beach, as I mentioned, but there's another one at Universal Studios in Orlando. I believe there's about 40 or 50 locations around the United States. There might even be some international locations as well. But an interesting story. And I like to do this every few weeks to bring in a successful business person to just share with us their story. These people are out there and they have a lot to share, a lot of good information that we can pick up from people who have, you know, been able to take an idea, develop it into a profitable business concept. So Scott Barnett, founding CEO of the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company, will be with us in hour number two to talk about his whole story of how this came together. Very, very fascinating. Next week, we will be bringing back a regular guest, somebody who we just can't put him on the show enough. His name is Jan Miller, and he knows all about student loans. And I have to tell you how popular this guy is. Everywhere I go, people ask me, they say, Jim, how do I get in touch with that student loan guy that's been on your show? I mean, I was in Chicago. So here I am in Chicago, 1,200 miles from home, and I'm doing a radio appearance. So in my mind, I'm the star, right? I'm coming in. I'm going to appear on a radio show. Well, the producer of the show is asking me about student loans and what information I have. So I'm telling them all about Jan Miller. My own son. I go to have lunch with my son in Orlando, and he says, Dad, who's that student loan guy that you talk about? Now, this guy, he knows all about how to get student loan forgiveness, how to refinance your loans, how to get, let's say, multiple loans into one payment, all of that. He's going to be with us next week. Now, he's been with us before, so if you want to hear some of his earlier interviews, you can go over to iTunes, you can go over to YouTube, and you can find him in his previous appearances. But we're going to go at it again. A lot of people think rates are going to be going up. And so this is a good time to lock in the rate that you're paying on your student loans. Most people don't know, but it's typical that your student loan is going to have a variable interest rate. So if you think the payments are horrible right now, imagine what the payments are going to be when rates go up. All right, weird story, absolutely true. Normally on a Sunday morning, I'm at church, but not today. I just got so behind on my work. I told my wife, I said, I just need to take today off from church. I do this maybe once every couple of months. So I'm sitting here working on my computer this morning, and I hear this explosion. And I'm talking about such a loud explosion that my house shook. My garage door, I could hear it. My garage door making that kind of a sound. And I was sitting in my office working, so I jumped to my feet, went outside, nothing out there, nothing going on, nobody crashed their car into the side of my house, there was nobody out in their yard doing anything, nobody shooting off fireworks. I had all kinds of different scenarios running through my head as to what that sound could have been. All right, nothing's going on, so I came back in, go back to work on my computer, and then I'm looking at the news a few minutes later, and apparently a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket exploded today after liftoff from Cape Canaveral. Now, this would make sense because those rockets go right past my house, and in fact, back in the day when the space shuttle was launching regularly, we could walk right out in our yard and we could see the space shuttle. So that explosion that I heard was a rocket exploding. So I mused as I posted this on Facebook. I said, I guess a NASA rocket just exploded over my house. Maybe I should go outside and look for pieces. There were the pieces to this thing. It was unmanned. It was a flight to the space station to resupply the space station. And apparently this is now the second one of these rockets that has had problems. So I guess they're running low on supplies up there at the space station. But just weird. When you live in Florida, you kind of take for granted these rockets going off. They're going off all the time. And a lot of people think, well, the space shuttle program has gone away, so the rockets have gone away. No. I mean, we have these rocket launches all throughout the week, different kinds of rockets launching, and you just kind of ignore them. They're just up there, like with planes and the birds and the clouds and everything else. All right, the prisoner hunt in New York is over. We'll give you the latest on that right after this. Stay tuned.
The receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the hosts you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Are you looking for a way to cash in on the new economy? Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris with a simple business idea for part-time or full-time income, and it's not MLM. How much money do you think you could earn if you knew how to build websites? Well, I've developed a shortcut method of website building that allows my students to become professional website developers in just a few hours of training. My students have immediate access to over 500 on-demand videos on the exploding opportunity in website building. Cash in on a service that is right now in high demand and check out my training program at makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us. Website building is also a great way to barter for tons of free services in your own local community. Check it out, makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. And wow, this story which is just hitting the news wires here this afternoon. And I've been talking about this on and off on the show for several months. And this is one of those stories where it's very easy as an American citizen to ignore this and say, oh, that's Europe. That's not us. Oh, we're not in this kind of a situation. This has nothing to do with us. Well, here we go. Headline from the Washington Post. Greece will close banks Monday as panic spreads. And I want to read a little bit of this to you because it's chilling. Athens, Greece. Greek leaders planned to shutter their banks on Monday amid last-ditch discussions about their nation's economic future as panicked citizens tried to pull their money from their accounts while they were still able. Sunday's decision to declare a bank holiday was a signal that Greece's five-year battle to stay in the shared euro currency may swiftly be coming to an end. ATMs in Athens were running out of money, and tensions were running high as Greeks stood in line for hours to scrape together petty cash for basic supplies. Lines mounted at gas stations as worried residents topped off their tanks for what could be a period of time in a cashless nation. Wow. Wow. Isn't that shocking? And some of you might say, oh, well, what does that have to do with us? That's what I call whistling past the graveyard. This could be us, folks. This could be us. And you just have to wonder, wow, this has never happened before. I mean, I know everybody this week is talking about it being a historic time because of gay marriage. But this to me, this has never happened in world history. I mean, at least when we look at modern history and we say, this is a developed nation. This is a developed nation. I mean, I've never been to Greece, but Greece is a major country, right? In Europe, and they have banks and paved roads and the internet and toilets that flush and water. I mean, they're a culture not much different than our culture. And they have ATMs and banks. And you know, we're not talking about Zimbabwe here. We're talking about a modern nation in the world. What's going to happen to these people? I don't know. We're in uncharted territory, right? I mean, so all of the money gets taken out of the ATMs, which I guess is probably already the case. The banks have no money to let people have. So you can't get your own money. They're even saying in this article a little bit further down that they're putting a limit on what extent you can even use a credit card if you are in Greece, even as a tourist. I mean, what happens now? I mean, does this become kind of the textbook survival scene from a movie? Are people going to be breaking out the windows of grocery stores and taking the last loaf of bread, the last gallon of water? How do you feed your baby? How do you take care of your family? What if you have no gas for your car? Do you get up in the morning and go to work? Do you go to your job, even though you know that your company can't really give you a paycheck this next time? Because there's no money to pay you, there's no cash, and the bank that money would be drawn on is probably going to be closed. I mean, what happens? Now, here's the thing. Some have said, a Greek default is nothing more than a Greek default. But others have said, and I would side with them, that this could be the spark that sort of begins the meltdown of all of Europe. And could begin the meltdown of the entire world financially. I mean, we've already got people like Carl Icahn. I can't even give you the list of so many names of people that are saying, get out of the stock market. We're getting ready for a big collapse. The Fed is going to be raising interest rates and on and on and on. We're reaching the precipice. We're reaching the point of no return with our national debt. The stock market is juiced. It's overhyped. The market is overheated. It's going to be dropping. I mean, all this stuff that we're hearing, and now we've got this situation in Greece. Will this hit home with Americans? Let's say you turn on CNN tomorrow and you see Greek citizens kind of running through the streets like animals fighting to get that last loaf of bread. Cars abandoned on the side of highways as they run out of gas and there's no way to buy more gas. What do we do? Does the U.S. launch some type of an aid? Do we start dropping big bales of food for these folks? I mean, what happens in a situation like this? Uncharted territory. And I'll tell you the kind of the little backstory here that I find so fascinating, and people are actually laughing about this, writing satirical articles about this, about Bitcoin. That, oh yeah, this will be a reason for Bitcoin to go up. Ha 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 ha, right? Well, don't laugh. Bitcoin is going up. And this is the kind of situation that's perfect for Bitcoin. For those Greeks that were thinking ahead and started expatriating their funds into Bitcoin, they may now have some kind of a currency to work with. And Bitcoin is up this week, I think, 11%. And overnight, they're expecting trading activity in Bitcoin to become fierce as people try to get cash, try to put it in some type of a currency that they can actually have a value in. And this is the kind of thing, you know, you hear right here on GCN, you know, people talking about buying gold, buying silver, because if you get into a situation like this, you'll need to have some kind of a currency to be able to work with. And this is all happening now right in front of our very eyes. And this is going to be very, very interesting to see what happens this week in the country of Greece. Excuse me there for a little bit of water. I don't usually take a water sip, but my throat is so dry today. I guess all that fish that I ate down at the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company this afternoon. All right, so let's talk about the prisoner hunt. This prisoner hunt, a lot of people don't realize this, but it has been costing the taxpayers in the state of New York $1 million+ per day. So where are we at now? I think 33 days into this, $30 million+. So this week, of course, one of the prisoners was shot and killed, the older of the two. And then the slightly younger prisoner was apprehended today. He was shot by a police officer, and he has been rushed to the hospital, and they're not announcing what his status is. But apparently, when you are a fleeing felon that has a murder conviction, you don't have the same rights when it comes to the police shooting you. They can apparently just simply shoot you without regard to you drawing your own weapon on them or presenting a risk to them. They have the right to simply just shoot you and kill you if you do not stop. And so apparently this prisoner today who was apprehended did live, although he was shot at least one time and he was taken to the hospital. All right, so let's talk about this same sex marriage deal and what this is going to do to Social Security. Aha, nobody thought of that, right? You're going to hear about it right after this. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and unless you've been living under a rock, I'm sure that you've heard of what's been happening in the publishing industry. Completely unknown authors rejected by the big publishing companies in New York are writing ebooks and selling them online, and some of them have become millionaires. Most people don't know how easy it is to write a short ebook listed for sale at Amazon.com and begin receiving a check month after month after month. How many additional checks do you want coming in each month? Anyone can write a short ebook, and I will show you step by step how to get started. Check out my website, makemoneywithanebook.us. That's makemoneywithanebook.us. Develop a monthly residual income today by publishing your own short ebook. makemoneywithanebook.us.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we return. And of course, the blog is blog.christianmoney.com and the website is christianmoney.com. Tons of information on ways to save money. I mean, simple things that you can do. For example, tons of information on how you can drop cable TV and get television through the internet connected right to your TV and get rid of cable. I mean, just crazy ideas like that. All of that is waiting for you over at the blog and the website, christianmoney.com. All right, so nobody really talked about this week, nobody that I heard, about what this Supreme Court ruling is going to do to Social Security. And so I ran across an article today. This is in the standarddaily.com. And they go through this whole scenario of what's going to happen now when you take two gay individuals who up until now were not entitled to federal Social Security benefits, and now we put them together as a married couple under this Supreme Court ruling, now that all states have to honor same-sex marriage, and this now becomes chiseled in stone as a federal policy as well, vis-a-vis the Supreme Court. So here's kind of a scenario that they give us. They say here that it's estimated that a gay couple could get a total of $343,000 in lifetime benefits from Social Security. But then they get into a scenario here. I'll just read this to you verbatim. A hypothetical couple named Henry and Logan, gotta love that, right? Henry and Logan, can increase their benefits by file and suspend, by using the file and suspend strategy. Henry is 64 and Logan is 62. Assuming that Henry dies at age 90 and Logan at age 84, Henry's earnings are higher than Logan's, and the retirement benefits is $2,500 and $1,100 respectively. That's the monthly payment. They go through this whole thing here. And the bottom line is, by kind of gaming the system and putting these people together, they end up being able to collect $1.1 million from Social Security, which is $202,000 more, $202,000 more than what they would have collected if they were not considered legally married. I find this fascinating. I find it fascinating, an article I read this past week about how many people that are dead who are receiving Social Security benefits. Apparently, it's tens of thousands of dead people are getting Social Security benefits. Now, of course, who's getting that money, right? If the person is dead, Jim Paris, how are they getting their money? Is the money being sent to heaven? No, what's happening is, and I guess this is common practice now, in this no rules, just right world that we live in, what's happening is mom or dad dies, and the adult kids are hanging around or maybe even living in the same house. And hey, you know what? Let's get the funeral plans worked out. Let's have a quiet burial. Maybe even bury mom or dad in the backyard. And then we can just keep depositing their Social Security check, notwithstanding the fact that they've died. We can now keep making that deposit in the bank account. And if we have access to mom or dad's bank account, hey, we can play that for years. And this is apparently something else that's going on with Social Security, is Social Security for the dead. So I just throw this question out, and I simply ask this question. And of course, the answer is going to be no, but let me pose the question anyway. Did anybody sit down and do the numbers to see how this gay marriage deal was going to affect the financial solvency of Social Security? In other words, now that we have gay marriage, how much sooner is Social Security going to collapse than it was before that ruling? And you just don't hear people talking about this. I guess it's politically incorrect to even ask that question. But this is, you know, this is part of the problem. The problem is that when you look at the concept of marriage, which of course has its foundation in a religious tradition to begin with, you know, going all the way back to the Bible, going all the way back to Adam and Eve, when the two become one, the man and the woman become one, and it was Adam and Eve, it wasn't Adam and Steve, okay? But what happens is when we take the institution of marriage and we open that up now the first step here is we've got people of the same gender getting married, okay? That's done as of last week, thanks to conservative justices like Justice Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts, appointed by George Bush. Now what we have to do is kind of look at the next step here in this sort of deranged, I would consider it, especially when you get into what some of the trends are right now. People are doing something called trans-disabled, where they're cutting off their own limbs because they feel that they should be disabled and not someone that has all of their limbs and their ability to walk around. So you have people cutting off limbs. And the question is, does someone who cuts off their own legs, do they get disability payments from Social Security if they become disabled through their own choosing? What do we do now with the next wave here, which is likely to be polygamy marriages? So if we have, let's say, four or five people want to get together and become married, why should we stop them, right? I mean, this is the same argument we made about the same-sex marriages. Which, by the way, you know what? It's probably a good thing I'm saying these things right now, because probably in a year or two, I'd probably be kicked off the radio or maybe even be fined or even put in jail for saying the things I'm saying about homosexuals tonight in terms of same-sex marriage, because I don't think these people are done. I think this is just the first salvo. I think they want us to not only give them the same legal standing in terms of their marriage, but I think they want to make us, force us to not talk negatively about it. And so what do we do now when the next group comes up and says, hey, we're a threesome, we're a group of four or a group of five, and we all love each other, we all want to get married? All right, so in this, you know, society of, well, you know what, I mean, maybe their brain's just wired that way. I mean, maybe they've got to be in a group of five. I mean, who am I to judge? Maybe they've got to get married in a group of nine. That's just how they were born. They've got to be married in a group of nine. What do we do then with Social Security? Does all of the nine and the last survivor collect the other eight people's benefits? I mean, how do we do this? I mean, this is the problem, the unintended consequences that we don't think through when we pass a law like this. And I know, you know, homosexuals listening might say, hey, why should we have less benefits when it comes to Social Security? Look, this is what the institution of marriage is about. A man and a wife, a family, a household with children. And all of this was designed around the idea of survivor benefits for a traditional nuclear family, not what we have today. And as I said, this isn't really the end point. This is really a starting point, a new, really, they've ratcheted us kind of to a new point, and now this is a launching pad, if you will, to the next level, of whatever people want to say that they are. I mean, whether you're Bruce Jenner, and now you're going to wake up tomorrow and you're Caitlyn Jenner. I mean, what do you do with these kinds of situations? And how do we handle these social programs like Social Security, which is already so screwed up? I don't even know if it'll be around for me to be able to retire. And I'm 50, so I'm doubtful of it being around by the time I'm in my 60s. But then you've got no one really running the numbers to see how much this gay marriage deal was going to cost. And then on top of it, what do we do with the rest of this stuff? What do we do if three people want to get married, or five? Do they all get to tap into Social Security? I mean, hey, that might be a good deal. I might want to marry four other people if I get a bigger Social Security payment. All right, when we come back, we'll be talking a little bit more about Greece and Bitcoin and some other breaking news. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
All loans subject to one DEX score approval, must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with the new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever. For an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for auto ship and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
Yeah, so during the break there, I was just looking around at the Social Security website to see how they're dealing with all of this same-sex marriage and survivor benefits and spousal benefits. And they have no idea what to do with all this. The phrase, it depends, just appears everywhere. And here's kind of what we're going to probably see is a lot of these benefits. You can't just marry someone and then the very next day become fully entitled to all of the marital benefits. There's, I believe, one scenario where you have to be married at least 10 years, and there's just different rules. But probably what you're going to now see is the gay community stepping forward and saying to the government, hey, look, we want these rules, the marriage vesting rules, if you will, to kind of be waived for us because, you know, we were together maybe for all these years, but we weren't able to get married. So why should that be held against us? But nobody sharpened their pencil and looked at the numbers here. And it's going to be a mess. I wouldn't want to be the person trying to figure this all out, especially with the disaster that Social Security already is. And that article I referred to earlier at the Standard Daily, just odd things you can do with Social Security where you can kind of game the system. And I guess, you know, that's all allowed. So you can, like in the example they gave, a gay couple, they, one of them could file to get benefits and immediately suspend. And then the other one can get their own benefits separately, and then the other can activate their benefits later. And then between the two of them, if they play this, you know, kind of shell game, they can end up with over $200,000 extra money. I don't know. I don't understand half of it, to be honest with you, but I don't know how they're going to figure this all out. It's just going to be very, very difficult, and especially if we go from here to kind of the next number of scenarios of redefining marriage. All right. Yeah, so I wanted to go back to this question again about Bitcoin. And I had an emailer that came across here during the break, also during the last break, not this one, but asking me, well, where would you go to buy Bitcoin? So right now, what I'm going to do on that is say to this particular emailer and also to the rest of our listeners, if you're truly interested in getting some Bitcoin, we don't sell Bitcoin, but there are some legitimate places you can go to buy Bitcoin. There are also a lot of scam operations. And one of the things about the scam operations is that they many times will call their website something very similar to one of the legitimate Bitcoin brokers. So I don't want to give that out over the radio, but I will say this to you. If you will send me an email to jim@christianmoney.com and just simply ask for my recommendation on that, I can give you a couple of websites that you can go to actually buy Bitcoin. And you don't need a lot of money. You could put 10 bucks in, 20 bucks, 50 bucks. I own Bitcoin. I also own another digital currency called Ripple, XRP, which is another one that I like. But I'm also a big believer right now in buying physical gold because of what's happening. So just take a look at what's happening over in Greece. And you need to look no further than to see that, to possibly see what could be happening right here in the good old USA. All right. The last topic I want to get into tonight before we get into our guest segment in hour number two. My guest, of course, is Scott Barnett, founding CEO of the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company. And we're going to be doing that in hour number two. But I want to talk with you about my own personal health insurance situation. My wife is a school teacher. And so because one member of our family, my wife, has access to insurance through her employer, I can't purchase insurance through the exchanges and get a discount like everybody else can. And the reason that's the case is the theory is that because there is a member of my family that has access to major medical through their employer, that I should be able to have that access as well. And the premise there is because it would be affordable. So why do I need another option if I already have an affordable option? And then here's the punchline to the joke. So my wife was putting in the paperwork for her next year of employment, and we were looking at health insurance. And right now I'm using Christian Medical Sharing, which is fine. I carry kind of a high deductible, so that's a little bit of a concern that I have. I have no health problems. I have a little bit of high blood pressure. That's pretty much it. But I'm using Christian Medical Sharing. So we looked at, you know, hey, could I get something a little bit more deluxe, a little bit more comprehensive, and can my wife add me to her employer-subsidized insurance plan? And so, you know, we have this discussion every year, and I don't even know why we do anymore, because every time we do, I'm just, my jaw hits the floor. And this whole lie that in the cost of health insurance was going to go down, that the average family was going to save, what was it, $2,800 a year? I mean, nobody's even challenging the president about this lie. But not only have we not seen any savings, some people are paying double and even triple what they were paying before all of this nonsense Obamacare was being discussed. And we haven't even really seen the significant phase in of this, or the significant penalties, which really won't come until next year, the significant penalties. But here's the bottom line for me personally. And some of you might say, yeah, well, big deal. That's what I pay for health insurance. Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to pay $10,000 for 1 year of health insurance just to be able to get up in the morning and breathe, that I've got to look at $10,000 to be a part of my wife's employer subsidized health insurance plan. 10 grand for 1 year. So I'm using Christian Medical Sharing. I continue to use it. There's information about it over on our blog. And here's my deal. I pay $190 a month. So that comes out to be, let's call it $200 a month. So let's say $2,400 a year. So I'm saving $7,500 a year that's what, $500, $600 a month that I'm saving by being on Christian Medical Sharing. Yeah, it's not a deluxe plan. I'm carrying a $7,500 deductible. I've got to pay out of pocket to go to the doctor and things like that. But it is what it is. You know, that's that. You know, that's what makes sense to me right now is to do that. And I'm obviously the idea is if you're saving that much money a month, that I should have some money set aside to be able to pay for all the little out of pocket things, which is what I do. Pay for all that out of pocket. And when you're paying cash, you can sometimes get a really great deal. The doctor I've been seeing here for years for my annual physical, he knows I pay cash and I get like a 50% discount for paying cash. But I just wanted to share this with you because, you know, so many people are out there, you know, living like they're financial zombies. They're not even really looking at what's happening to this country. I mean, and this is not the end point. I mean, this is the problem, is all of these things we're talking about today, gay marriage and what it's going to do to Social Security. Now we're talking about health insurance. We're talking about what's happening in Greece. This is not the end point. I wish I could tell you, like, oh, this is the last chapter. This is as bad as it's going to be. But it's not. I mean, in many cases, like health insurance inflation is such that it's probably likely that within 5 years, it would cost me maybe 2 to 3 times this amount. And I just don't know, you know, how do people do this? How do people live and you've got a family of 5 or 6 and you've got insurance costs like this? You know, and this is part of an employer subsidized plan that I would have to pay $800 a month. $800 a month, $10,000 for a year of health insurance. And as I said, some of you might be listening tonight and say, yeah, you know, big deal. That's what I pay. But you just sit down with a yellow pad and a sharp pencil and you start writing stuff down. $10,000 a year for health insurance. Depending on where you live, let's say $5,000 a year for property taxes. And then there's the cable bill. That's $100 a month. And then there's the phone bill. And then there's the auto insurance. And then there's the mortgage payment. And on and on and on. And you just lose your breath and you say, what am I doing here? I'm just living to pay all my money out to all these people. And this idea of cheaper, less expensive health insurance. Hey, I'm all for that. Can somebody tell me where the unicorns and rainbows are? Because I can't find them. $10,000 for 1 year of health insurance under my wife's subsidized plan. That's just for me. That doesn't include her. It's another $10,000 for her. What are we, the Trumps? Come on. All right, we'll be back with our guests right after this. Stay tuned.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.